CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to another fascinating personality who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here is Steve Klein.
James Van Fleet said, "Always think in terms of what the other person wants." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two playmakers who think of what the other person wants. Governor Rick Perry appointed our first playmaker to the Health and Human Services Commission Council, while our next playmaker started a hair care company that was a result of being called names as a child. With us today is a managing owner of a company that cares for medically fragile children in their own home, while our next CEO has created Mop Top and Fuzzy Duck. These great playmakers are Thomas Wheat. Thomas is managing owner of Pediatric Home Healthcare. And Kelly Foreman. Kelly is CEO of Mop Top Hair Care. And we're going to begin today's show with Kelly. Kelly Foreman has a love affair with hair, but it wasn't always that way. Born and raised in the Carolinas and Texas, humidity was an ever-present challenge for most people to have good hair days, but especially those like Kelly with extremely curly hair. After spending a year in research and development, Kelly's efforts resulted in the Mop Top and Fuzzy Duck natural product lines designed for all ages, all hair textures, and all ethnicities. Launched in 2005, the products are infused with aloe, sea botanicals, and honey, and are water-soluble and sulfate and alcohol-free. Through her Mop Top and Fuzzy Duck salon and retail lines, Kelly has made it her mission to change the world one frizzy head at a time by teaching adults, teens, and kids how to embrace their natural beauty naturally. Well, Kelly, with all that, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
We talked early, and I'm looking forward to talking more about what you've done. But as I mentioned, you were called a lot of names growing up because of your hair. But the one name you probably like being called is a Tar Heel. You were in the Carolinas. What brought you to DFW and Oklahoma? Because you were there for a while, too.
Well, my husband and his job. Basically, we've done kind of the corporate tour of America.
So you've done the East. You've done Oklahoma. You said you are settled in Denton?
We're settled in Southlake, Texas.
Okay, but you were in Denton for a while, too.
Yes.
Okay, well, you you have an interesting business because you grew up not liking the way your hair was.
Not at all.
What was the impetus then for starting this company?
Well, after many, many years of fighting my hair, my hairstylist convinced me, it took her about 4 years, to wear my hair curly. And I just kind of submitted to it. Then I have three girls, and between the four of us, we have four different textures. So after all of the lovely nicknames growing up, I kind of figured, well, what do they say? Necessity is the mother of all invention. So that's it.
And we don't have video here on this radio show, but you need to go to my website, which is PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and Kelly's website, which is MopTopHair.com, to take a look at what Kelly actually looks like, because she has embraced her natural hair beauty. So tell us about the business and what you do with the business.
Oh, I wear lots and lots and lots of hats.
Tell us about some of those hats you're wearing.
Some of the hats.
With your hair underneath it.
Well, the things I enjoy the most are developing products and talking to people. I cannot help but when I'm speaking with someone, analyzing their hair. And I love your quote, because I do. I want to make sure that someone can accomplish whatever it is they're after, whether they have straight hair, wavy hair, curly, or kinky coily. I love it all.
You, I guess you were living in Norman at the time. You started doing the research into finding these products, and you interviewed more than 200 stylists, and you started studying European domestic lines. How long did all this take to put Mop Top Hair Care together?
I spent a year in research and development. Prior to that, I had just been researching and mixing things up in my kitchen. Did not smell very good. And I had two girlfriends in the cosmetic industry who I called and I said, "Hey, I got a wild hair, pun intended. Do you know anyone that can help me? Because what I have made smells horrible. And you have to keep it in the refrigerator."
Well, we have some samples here in the studio, and we opened up one up a little while ago. And I was mentioning that I'm smelling one. I can't smell well, but I can smell this. There is no negative smell at all to your products. You've infused them with different types of flavorings to come up with those aromas.
I love fresh citrus smells, and the natural retail product line is what you're smelling. I love fresh, clean smells.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. We're going to get off talking about your business. Let's talk about your website, which is moptophair.com. Aside from your website, where else can someone purchase Mop Top and Fuzzy Duck? We'll talk about Fuzzy Duck in a moment, too.
We have great partnerships. I'm really grateful. We are working with Whole Foods in the Southwest region, going into the North Atlantic region shortly, and HEB, which is a grocery store chain primarily in South Texas, but they're moving up. I hope they're moving up to this area as well. And select Targets and Target.com. And, of course, MopTopHair.com.
And you definitely need to know MopTopHair.com because they have before and after pictures. You can take a look what you can do with your hair. Mention MopTop, but you have Fuzzy Duck. Why Fuzzy Duck?
Actually, Fuzzy Duck was the first name I came up with. When I was looking at my middle daughter when she was very young, I said, oh, my goodness, she looks like a little fuzzy duck. And I felt like we needed something to appeal to that. The shampoo is tear-free in the natural product line.
So your daughter was the inspiration for,
yes,
for the original name. You've gone through this, and your background, if correct me if wrong, has been in sales.
Correct.
You understand how to do that. Did that help you as you started beginning to market your company?
You know, it's been an interesting journey, and I think that all of the positions I've had, from selling books in college door-to-door to working, at one point I worked at Airborne Express, so understanding logistics, every piece has prepared me for what I'm doing today.
Has there been any playmaking move you made in your life that got you to where you are right now? Anything really that stuck out that was the impetus for you becoming an entrepreneur?
My grandfather would say I have been wired this way from day one. I have a long history of amazing, strong women who have gone out, whether it's during the Depression and doing a grocery store or shortly after developing a furniture company line out of necessity. And I love to figure out how things work. I just do.
And you're still figuring out how this works.
Yes.
as you're getting it going. How about obstacles? As you were developing this, you're working your kitchen table, working with different ingredients. You were interviewing a number of people. What obstacles did you come across, and or did you have people say to you, Kelly, this is not going to work?
Oh, my goodness. I had so many people tell me I was crazy. In fact, I even tried to quit many times. But you know what? God has always put the right people in the right place at the right time. All I'm asked to do is work hard and just keep moving forward until that door is completely shut.
There's a quotation that I give to people occasionally. It says, when the student is ready, the teacher appears.
Always.
When we're looking for something, that person pops up in our life. Well, with what you've done as an entrepreneur for the last 10 years since, is there any specific advice you would give other entrepreneurs or people that want to start their own business? Especially something that you're creating from scratch. There's different types of business, but you've really created a product, and you're marketing this. Matter of fact, if you do go to moptophair.com, there's a great video with Kelly on there as she's speaking. You'll get to hear her about it in addition to the show. But specific obstacles, additional obstacles that you went through to get to where you are?
Oh, there were so many obstacles, but if that's all you're going to focus on, you get what you focus on. And I say do as much research as you possibly can and then do some more. Make sure you love it. If you don't love it and you don't have a mission behind it, you're going to look back one day and go, wait, why did I spend that many hours on that?
Well, let me ask you this. You have the product, but do you help people understand how to take care of their hair? Now, I know you enjoy doing that personally, but if they buy the product, especially from a retail store, will they understand how to use it to enhance their own hair?
That is a fantastic question, and one that is evolving for us. We are in the process of doing a website overhaul, and one of the pages we're going to do is it's going to have tutorials and videos. And currently on our YouTube channel, which is Mop Top Hair, we have several videos with different textures, because you're drawn to someone that has the same texture that you have. And that's what we're providing.
Well, there's different types. You're very curly.
Mm-hmm.
My hair has been very frizzy as working on it. Different people have different types of hair. And if you can help them understand how to just use what they have naturally, it's a lot more effective. Well, you mentioned your grandfather a few moments ago. Any specific mentors that you had in your life that were a major influence on helping you become the person you are right now to have done this? Because you did mention that you need to focus on what you want, not what you don't want, and don't focus on the obstacles. But what helped you develop that thinking? Were there any individuals that helped you move in that direction?
You know, I would have to say my family, and it's not one member. My father is amazing. My mother was amazing. My great aunts, my grandmother, my grandfather. It takes a village. Everything that we do matters, and it's fascinating to me when I look back, and your questions have helped me do this quite a bit, to see the little pivotal points and advice that I have been given along the way.
Well, you were a very focused person also, which has probably helped you. That wasn't something that you may have learned, but that's probably natural about yourself too. You're very focused on what you want to do. Now, have you brought your daughters into the business too as models or helping you market the business?
They actually helped me with quite a bit. They've helped me put together quite a few travel kits. They have been models for me. They have done videos for me. And my two older daughters are helping us with some of the social media. That is definitely not a strong suit of mine. They do it all the time. So, yes.
Well, as young as they are, they probably inherently understand how to do that more effectively than most of us can. Tell everybody one more time how to get a hold of you on the web and what they can find on your website.
On our website, we have it's moptophair.com, and my email address there is kelly@moptophair.com.
And you want people contacting you if they
Oh,
they
sure.
Need to.
Yes. And I'm not fantastic at email, so be patient. We have all sorts of tools, whether it is what is the proper product for your hair type or sending you a tutorial on how to use the products.
Well, Kelly Foreman is the founder and CEO of MopTop Incorporated. And again, that website is moptophair.com. I'm looking at it right now, and there's different hair types, different products, salons, just a lot in her blog, too, and a lot of information that can help you deal with your hair more effectively. Kelly, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. Great interview. We are going to do more. Don't go away. We're going to talk to the founder and managing owner of Pediatric Home Healthcare. His name is Thomas Wheat. We'll be back with Thomas right after this.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
Their names are Vivian, Bryce, Zoe, and Joshua, ages 5 to 12. They are part of a very exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They've all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. Each year in DFW, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." Wipe Out Kids Cancer helps families cope and support researchers looking for a cure. Our mission is simple, to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. Learn more at wokc.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We're going to talk pediatrics this segment. We're talking to Thomas Wheat. He is a founder and managing owner of Pediatric Home Healthcare, an extended care pediatric private duty nursing provider servicing patients from birth to 21 years, employing only skilled nurses, LVNs, and RNs to care for patients. At PHH, kids come first. Pediatric Home Healthcare provides care for medically fragile children in the comfort of their own home. The first office opened October 2010 in Dallas. In February 2011, PHH opened its second office in Fort Worth. In 2012, Governor Rick Perry appointed Thomas to the Health and Human Services Commission Council. In addition, in 2006, Thomas opened the Connolly Group, a printing and promotional products organization. Well, Thomas, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
You have an interesting background, starting with printing promotional products, having the former governor appoint you to the Health and Human Services Commission Council. But why did you begin pediatric home health care?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I did not invent this. I certainly didn't create it. Pediatric private duty nursing has been around for a long time. I had a friend who was in the business who was in my Saturday golf group at a country club, and I learned about the business through him and got passionate about it, the work they were doing, and we wanted the opportunity to go do it our way. And I've always believed if you're going to start a business, do something that matters and something you're passionate about. And what's more, I mean, how can we be more passionate than for little kiddos?
And you said you had a child also that has some issues.
Certainly the catalyst behind the passion for it. I have three kiddos, a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 1-year-old, and we've dealt with our healthcare issues, so that's certainly a passion there.
We had talked about your business and the competition. You mentioned that much of your competition covers a wide spectrum in terms of home healthcare. But you're a specialist. Talk about why that's so important.
Yeah, I think that it's been great for us because we're sticking to what we know. We're a pediatric private duty nursing provider. A lot of our competitors offer nursing visits and therapy and DME and all these sorts of things. And while that's great and you can add these lines that service one another, I think you get away from what you know and what you're doing best. And so we've just ultimately decided to stick to what we know.
You mentioned, we were talking, or previous too, you have RNs, LVNs, you have employees. The people working for you work for you. They're not contractors, but you also have training for them. What kind of training do you provide these specialists to help them deal with your clients?
Yeah, we have in-house respiratory therapists and clinicians, RNs and LVNs, that train them, get them into our offices every day, which is actually the purpose of our physical locations. People don't understand that, but we're actually using them to follow the nurse flow, get them into our offices, train them, keep their licenses current, make them as good as we can get them before we send them out into homes.
Let's talk about what they do. Do they go in, spend a couple of hours with a patient? Are they there all day? Are they there every day? Or does it vary based on what the patient needs?
Yeah, it varies based on acuity levels. We service kiddos, like you said, birth to 21 years of age, and they range in acuity levels from G buttons and in G tubes to ventilator dependent, and that's it. So mid range would be trachs. We have a lot of kids on trachs and vents, but our nurses are administered to give medications. And they're working minimum 8-hour shifts. So they're in these kiddos' homes, keeping them with their families and out of acute care facilities. But they're changing trachs. They're dealing with ventilator settings. I mean, you know, not small stuff.
Would they be there all day, or would they have a number of clients they work with throughout the day?
The
individual nurse.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, typically they're moving around a bit, but like I said, they're there at least 8 hours. So it's kind of, you know, one comes in, and if one's leaving, I got another one coming in behind her, or him for that matter.
Assuming we have some listeners that have a need for your services, what specific services would you offer? What different types?
It's just pediatric private duty nursing.
Any specific type of work for these kids? Or is it anything that they would need?
Yeah, it's really just any type of care that they would need to keep them in their home and out of a hospital.
Okay. So to a patient, you're really helping the family and the child, because they don't have to be in a hospital environment. They can be at home where they're most comfortable.
No question. A lot of times in the hospital, these kiddos are getting further infected and sick, but we're enabling them to be with their families in their home one-on-one with one nurse.
So makes it so much easier for them. Well, I mentioned also that a few years ago, former Governor Rick Perry appointed you to the Health and Human Services Commission Council. Two questions. How did that happen?
Yeah.
And question number two is, what do you do with them?
Yeah, I don't know how it happened. I actually just applied and somehow I got the appointment. But I'm passionate about healthcare. HHSC is a huge enterprise in Texas, and it was one that when I learned a bit about it, I wanted to be involved. Simply sent in an app, had a couple other people who recommended me. Next thing you know, Governor Perry's appointed me, which I'm very grateful for. It's been fun. What we do, we develop the rules, policies, and procedures for the healthcare commission in Texas. Mm-hmm. So it's all policy driven.
So at least you're in on things now as it's going on. Well, you have three locations in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Plano, mm-hmm. but you have three or four other offices too. Where are they?
Well, we have one in Tyler, and we have one in Houston, and we're working on a couple others in Central Texas.
So you're spreading out. How large do you want to get?
As long as we can continue to do good work and do big things. There's a lot of work for us to do still just in Texas. So I think you'll see us over the years to come opening more locations around Texas and bringing on as many kiddos as we can.
Especially where there's a need.
Absolutely.
Again, we're talking to Thomas Wee. Thomas is the founder and managing owner of Pediatric Home Healthcare, and you definitely need to look at their website, which is pediatrichomehealthcare.com. Some information that can help you understand what they're doing more effectively. And again, their tagline is "Where kids come first." That's really the focus. Now, were you here in Dallas before you started the company? Was your intention to start just in the Dallas area?
Well, it's interesting. I actually grew up in Corpus Christi, went to Texas Tech. So there's the Red Raider thing again.
See, that's a long way from all the way to the south, all the way to the north.
I came by it, honestly. Mother and father both went there, and then my brother and sister followed me. So we've got the whole red and black thing going in the family. But when I was at Tech, a lot of my friends were coming to Dallas. I kind of felt like Dallas was to Lubbock like maybe Houston was to College Station, just kind of where we came for jobs. And there's a lot of entertainment around here. It was a good opportunity to come get work. So I got it in my head that when I finished graduate school, I was coming to Dallas, and I did. And lo and behold, the first weekend, I'm at a friend's event in Dallas, and I meet a guy who talks to me and likes our conversation and says, come see me Monday morning. I did, and he hired me.
Well, you have partners in this enterprise that you have. Was there a tremendous need prior to starting Pediatric Home Healthcare to have another service focused specifically for kids?
Yeah, there is. Number one, I think Texas, we have a nurse shortage, so we're always looking for more and better nurses. And secondly, just private duty nursing, it's in my opinion, you're taking care of the sickest of the sick, and there's always a need for really, really good providers. And if we can get in there, wean down their hours, keep them out of hospitals, that makes everyone happy. It's a win-win.
Then where do you find your nurses? Because there's such a need for them.
Yeah, it's a lot of cold calling. It's a lot of direct mailers. It's a career builder. It's networking with our existing nursing pool. It's a lot of things.
I would think it takes a special type of nurse to do this kind of work. Is that correct?
It does. It does. A lot of our nurses work at hospitals, too, and they're picking up additional shifts because they have a love for kiddos. So they want extra work. They like the home care setting. Some are exclusively home care, but we've got it all across the board.
So should we have any nurses listening to us? You were mentioning before that some work part-time, some work full-time, some are variable. So you're looking for the right kind of person to add to your group. Is that correct?
No question. Yeah. And someone who embodies what we feel is the most important thing, where kids come first. So someone who has a big heart, who has a love for kiddos and does not mind that home care type setting environment.
I would think attitude is a big part of what you're looking for when you hire these people.
Attitude of gratitude. We preach it all the time.
Their skills are important, but their, I guess you call it that bedside manner, is probably
right.
Even more important than the actual skills they have in working with those kids and the family and interacting with them correctly.
Absolutely.
Because I've seen the best nurses and the worst nurses as I've gone to hospitals too. Well, as you started this business, you had another business too. You have the Connolly Group, which is that printing and promotional products organization. So you've been an entrepreneur before, but any specific obstacles that you had starting this business that you ran up against?
The printing business or the home health?
The home healthcare.
The home health business. The biggest obstacle would be getting it going. Period. Like I said earlier, I didn't create this thing. The space had been around, and my team that I have over at Pediatric Home Healthcare had been working for another provider. Getting them to come over and work for me, we had a handful of them, pulling them away from their jobs. They had non-compete, so we had to go through that fun exercise. Getting a Medicaid license, just getting going and keeping everyone positive because it was a real nerve-wracking time was not easy. That was a huge obstacle for us.
And you probably didn't know that going into it, and you've dealt with it.
We've dealt with it now, that's right.
Well, you have a couple of partners in this enterprise. How did you end up being the managing owner and running the business?
Well, my father, my brother, and my sister, and then our top two employees, Toby Price, who's my CEO, and Dennis Hosley's our COO. So they all have a vested interest. It was my I was the idea behind really driving it, and it was really the determination and wanting to go do something big that mattered. And my family knew that, and they're like, look, this is your deal. We want you operationally involved. We want you managing the business. We're just going to be here for your support.
Well, you your website, again, is pediatrichomehealthcare.com. When someone goes there, what will they find? What information can they get from your website?
Yeah, they can get all kinds of things. Who we are, what we're about, the kind of services we offer, what our nurses are like, where our locations are, some testimonials from families.
So anything they want to find out. Where are you going from here? We talked a little bit about it. You're in, six locations?
We have three in Dallas. We have a corporate office, and then we have Dallas.
That's the other one.
And Plano, and then we have Fort Worth, Tyler, Houston, and it could change tomorrow. We have plans for Central Texas, but we want to go to a lot of other places throughout
Texas.
Do you
want to get as far south as Corpus?
Potentially. It's more of a staffing challenge down there that we still have this issue of there being a nurse shortage, so that becomes a little bit more challenging down there, but there's a lot of opportunity down there.
I can see how you need to get to an area where there is a base of RNs and LVNs and...
That's right.
The staff to work with those kids. So tell everybody one more time how they can find out about your business.
Yeah, it's www.pediatrichomehealthcare.com.
Well, Thomas, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me. This
great, great service, and people need to check it out. Again, pediatrichomehealthcare.com. Thank you very much for joining us. This has been an excellent episode. Join us at playmakerstalkshow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's playmakerstalkshow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting playmakers.